pussy taking the pounding I gave her. We'd been fucking for weeks, and I was finally beginning to break her in. Her pussy accommodated my size better, and she seemed to enjoy it even more. I loved conquering her as virgin land, as an untouched paradise that no man had ever enjoyed before. I wanted to be the only man inside her for the rest of time. We ate dinner together in our underwear. I wore my boxers at the table, my chest and arms bare. She wore my collared shirt, with her panties underneath. With her messy hair and puckered lips, she looked like a goddamn fantasy. How was work? I wanted to fuck her again, but I would give her a break. A short one. She took a bite of her food and slowly chewed it before she swallowed.
Good. Pretty boring.
She looked down at her plate as she stabbed another piece of meat with her fork.
How was yours?
The same. Boring.
Too bad we can't be bored together.
She waggled her eyebrows at me playfully. I liked it when she flirted with me. I have a feeling the workday wouldn't be boring.
Me too.
She took a few more bites of her mediocre meal before she pushed the dish away.
I have some good news.
She was ready to try anal?
I found an apartment.
She grabbed her laptop from the opposite side of the table and flipped it open. A brick fell into my stomach.
It's in Chelsea. It's a little closer to work than my old place, and the neighborhood is decent. It's more expensive than my other apartment, but I think I can swing it.
She turned the computer so I could see the screen. It was a simple gray building with dirty windows. I recognized it because it was next door to a Chinese restaurant I'd been to a few times. When she described the neighborhood as decent, she didn't use the appropriate word. A beautiful woman like her shouldn't be living in such a vulnerable place. The second I looked at her, I was obsessed with her. I could only imagine every other guy experienced the same sensation the moment they laid eyes on her. And I'm sure most of them didn't understand the word no.
I put my application in this afternoon.
Now I was pissed. Without telling me? I lost this argument before it even began, and I knew it. I needed to keep my dominance in check, to take it down a few notches before I showed her who I truly was. But when I got angry, I couldn't keep it back.
What do you mean?
Her eyebrows narrowed in a quizzical way.
I assumed I wouldn't be living here forever.
But you could have asked for my advice about finding the right place.
Calloway, I'm a big girl. I can find my own apartment.
I breathed through my nose so I could keep my respiration in check. Obviously, you can't because that place is a dump. Her jaw nearly dropped.
First of all, you haven't seen the inside, and second of all, fuck you! Not everyone is a millionaire.
It's not about money. That place isn't safe. I've been there before, and there's a bus stop right across the street and a homeless shelter just a block over.
What's wrong with homeless people?
I wanted to flip the table over.
Nothing.
I spend my life helping the less fortunate, and you know that. I just don't want you in a dangerous situation.
Homeless people aren't dangerous.
I wanted to slap her. Not all of them, but some. She leaned back in her chair, her arms crossed over her chest.
Frankly, this is all I can afford. I'm okay with that. You need to get off your high horse.
It's not about money. It had never been about money, and I wished she would understand that. Let me get you a nice place. I have a great real estate agent that knows all the nooks and crannies of this city.
I'm not looking to buy, and you know it.
But I can buy something for you. Now, steam was coming out of her nose. Her eyes narrowed in fury, and she looked like she wanted to flip the table over and then throw it at me.
I don't need your charity, Calloway. I told you I don't want your pity, so stop giving it to me.
I'm not pitying you. Sometimes I wished she were like other girls. Isabella would take gifts from me without blinking an eye. If Rome were really my submissive, she would accept an apartment without a single argument. I understand where you're coming from. I really do. But you need to understand where I'm coming from.
And that is?
Rome.
You're mine.
She was mine in more ways than she realized. If I showed her exactly what that meant, she might take off. I want to take care of you. I want to keep you safe, that's all I want. And I'm not a bad guy for feeling that way. Her anger dimmed, but only slightly. That's who I am, Vanilla. I like to take care of people. It's not charity or pity. You're very important to me. And my lady shouldn't be walking past bums as she tries to get into her apartment. She shouldn't have to listen to gunshots in the middle of the night. She should live in luxury like the queen that she is. I'm a king, and I take care of my queen.
I only want to be a queen if I make myself a queen.
What's the difference? I admired her independence and resilience. It was one of the reasons I was attracted to her in the first place. But times like these made me realize it was biting me in the ass.
There's a big difference.
How did I defeat an opponent more stubborn than myself? How did I overrule someone who resisted oppression? How did I govern someone who didn't believe in rules? You know I'm a man who gets what he wants, and I know you're a woman who gets what she wants. I think we're going to have to compromise here. She shook her head slightly.
I'm not letting you buy me an apartment.
Okay, then what's the compromise? She looked away because she didn't have one. How about I buy it for you, and you pay me rent? She sighed in annoyance.
I'll never be able to afford a place like that. Don't you get it?
You can pay me whatever you were paying before. That's a compromise.
I don't want a dime from you, Calloway. I'm with you because of who you are, not how fat your wallet is. I'm sorry, but I respect you too much to take anything.
Her words were kind, but I couldn't appreciate them. A lot of women wanted me because I was powerful, good-looking, and wealthy. They wanted to be showered with gifts and live with me in a penthouse in Manhattan. I knew some women didn't care who I was underneath my layers. That was why I chose the lifestyle with ruin. It was much easier, much simpler. But then Rome came into my life and screwed everything up. I appreciate that, Vanilla. I do. But I'm offering it to you, so it's not disrespectful. It'll ease my mind if I know you're safe when I'm not around. You'll never understand how much it hurt me to see you with a black eye. I can't let that happen again.
That was a fluke.
Her anger continued to slip away as the conversation continued. Now her voice came out quiet, like a gentle whisper in the breeze.
I can take care of myself, Calloway. Really, I can.
But you don't have to. She looked at me again, her green eyes soft. I know you've been doing it your whole life because you had to. I know you struggled and prided yourself on standing on your own two feet. I know it's hard for you to take down your walls and let anyone in. But I'm not just anyone, Vanilla. You don't have to keep struggling. There's nothing wrong with taking the easier road sometimes. She looked away, her eyes no longer trained on me.
You're a great guy, Calloway. You're sweet and kind, and I understand how lucky I am to have someone like you. Whatever we have, I love. When I'm with you, I feel things I thought I would never feel. I feel safe, protected, and cherished. And sometimes, I think I found a partner who really understands me.
The words went straight into my heart, throbbing in both pain and pleasure. I knew she was serious about me if she slept with me, but she didn't confess her feelings very often. She only gave me looks and kisses. Now she was giving me more.
And I think I've found a man just as broken, but just as strong.
My hand balled into a fist to stop myself from reaching over the table and grabbing her. I wanted to hold her in my lap and force her to straddle my hips. I wanted to hold her close to me and kiss her until her lips were bruised.
And that's why I can't take anything from you. I don't want to ruin what we have. Allowing you to buy me something just complicates things. And even if I pay you rent, that still makes everything awkward. I appreciate what you're trying to do, but neither of those are options.
So much for a compromise.
Then live with me. In the back of my mind, I knew it was a stupid decision. I enjoyed having her around, but if it became permanent, we would have problems. If she didn't want the things I wanted, it would be painful when she left. But that didn't stop me from making the offer. There's no exchange of money, and I'm not giving you anything. And you're safe. It's the best compromise. She watched me with her pretty eyes, her features soft and unreadable. When she didn't say anything for nearly a minute, I knew her response wasn't what I wanted to hear.
I can't live here.
The disappointment hit me harder than I expected it to. In fact, I was devastated. I'd become used to her being around the house. I'd become used to her sharing my bed. I'd become used to seeing her every minute of the day. When I wasn't at work, I never would have asked her to live with me to begin with if she had somewhere else to go, but after it happened, I didn't regret it. Now I regretted her leaving. It's a big place, plenty of space for both of us.
Calloway, I've loved staying with you. You know how I feel about this gorgeous kitchen.
I smiled automatically.
But I can't stay here.
Give me one good reason. She was quiet as she tried to find the right response.
Because I want this to work. It's too soon, Calloway, despite how we may feel about each other. I don't want to ruin it by moving too quickly.
It had been nearly 2 months since we met. It wasn't that quick.
So I'm going to get this place and move out.
She didn't say it with victory, but with calm acceptance.
If things go well, maybe I can move back in. But for now, I think this is the best thing for both of us.
I could accept her leaving my house, but I couldn't accept her moving into a place where she could get stalked and raped. I accept that, Vanilla. But I don't accept the place you've chosen to move. Compromise with me here.
Calloway, I can't afford anything nicer. That's the bottom line.
And she wouldn't live with me. The only other possibility. Frustrated, I looked away. If I didn't resolve my anger, I would say something I would later regret. Keeping my mouth shut was the best choice at the moment. She must have been able to read my emotions because she didn't say anything more on the subject. In silence, she stayed on her side of the table and stared at me. Her eyes were full of remorse for upsetting me. But she didn't need to pity me, because I always got my way. Christian walked out of his building and my driver intercepted him at the sidewalk. Wearing a black suit with a thick overcoat, he looked like every other rich guy on Wall Street. He fit the bill perfectly, with his combed hair and shiny dress shoes. He was young and full of ambition, like so many young people in the city. My driver guided him to my black car, and Christian got in the back seat. He took one look at me, his charismatic smile on his face.
Are you James Bond?
I chuckled. Pretty much. He eyed the sleek car with black leather upholstery.
Hope I have a driver someday. Must be nice.
You will. I rolled up the divider window so we would have some privacy. Christian nodded like he knew what this meeting was about.
I get it. Rome is annoying the shit out of you, and you want me to take care of it? It's cool. I figured she would get under your skin sooner or later.
Quite the contrary. I never wanted her to leave.
You're right about the subject, but not the problem. Then tell me how I can help. I could always knock her upside the head for you. You know, older brother privileges.
I smiled again because it was so easy to talk to Christian. Rome was different because she was so serious all the time. She worked so hard to be tough that sometimes she forgot it was okay to crack a joke once in a while. She's been living with me for a while since that guy broke into her apartment.
And you haven't killed her yet. I'm surprised.
I ignored the jab. She wants to move out. She found this run-down place that makes my skin crawl. It's not safe and I don't want her there.
Then tell her. Why are you talking to me about it?
You know how stubborn she is. I didn't need to explain that part.
He rolled his eyes.
I feel ya.
I offered to buy her a place, but of course she said no. Then I offered to let her live with me permanently, but she said,
Damn.
He looked at me with wide eyes.
I knew you were into my sister, but I didn't realize how far it went. I can actually hear wedding bells.
I sidestepped the accusation. Yes, I really care about her. I'm not going to ask her to marry me, but I definitely want to take care of her. But that's the problem. She won't let me. That answer was political enough.
So what does this have to do with me?
I want you to ask her to move in with you. He gripped his chest and laughed like a madman.
A good one.
I'm serious. He kept laughing because he thought it was some kind of joke.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna ask my annoying-ass sister to live with me.
I'm willing to make it worth your while.
Look, I care about my sister. I'd do anything for her, no questions asked.
He finally turned serious.
But she can take care of herself. I need my privacy because I have a lot of shit going on. Dirty shit, and I don't want her in the way. She wouldn't want to get in my way anyway.
But I can offer you something. He shook his head.
I can't be bribed.
It's not a bribery, exactly. He fell silent, listening for my offer. I'll buy you an upgraded apartment from what you have now, twice the value. You let her live with you. Take her rent as profit, and pay whatever you're paying now for your own apartment. I'll take care of the rest. Christian considered the offer in silence. When she moves out, because eventually she will, you can keep the place. Now that was a deal no one could turn down.
Any other stipulations?
No.
I don't have to be nice to her.
I tried not to smile.
You can be normal.
He turned away and rubbed his chin.
My God, you must be in love with her. I don't care how rich you are, no one would do something like this unless he found his future wife.
He continued to rub his chin as he considered the offer. She wasn't my future wife, but she would be something better than that.
What do you think? I'm interested, but I'm not sure how I'm going to get her to live with me. I'm sure she doesn't want to live with me as much as I don't want to live with her.
Tell her you need her to cover a portion of the rent.
But she knows I don't need her money.
If you get a bigger place, she would believe it. And she would live in a nice place, which would make me happy. And if anyone gave her shit about it, Christian would be there to look after her.
I guess I could give it a try.
So we have a deal? I extended my hand to shake his. He eyed it.
You're really serious about this, huh?
Absolutely. I've never been more serious about anything in my life. He shook my hand.
All right, we've got a deal.
Thank you. Eventually, he would understand how much this meant to me. Without him, I'd have to lose sleep every night while wondering if she was okay. If you ever need anything, let me know. I always repay favors.
You're the one doing me a favor, man.
The apartment was nothing to me. It barely affected my bank account. But I wouldn't say that and sound like an asshole.
My sister finally found the right guy to take care of her. So, you're the one making my life easier.
Chapter 23. Rome. When we got into the elevator, I knew this place would be fancy. Christian always had the taste of luxury. Even when we were kids, he said he would be rich someday. He carried on about designer clothes, expensive cars, and nice apartments. Christian stood beside me as the elevator rose to the top floor. I think you'll like it. What was wrong with your old place? It was a mansion in my eyes. He had a bedroom, a separate kitchen, and even a dining room. I just wanted an upgrade. The doors opened and we walked down the hall to his door. The hallway looked like it belonged to a fancy hotel. Paintings were on the walls with art lights and there were lamps outside each door. He got it unlocked before we stepped inside. Like I expected, it was gorgeous. It immediately made me think of Calloway's place. With hardwood floors, walls with original moldings, and so much space he could have 30 people over for a dinner party, it was a dream come true. Wow, it's beautiful!
I know, I love it.
He walked around with his hands in his pockets and admired the windows that showed the city beyond. I was so proud of my brother. He worked so hard and never gave up. When he put his mind to something, he succeeded. He took out loans for college and spent a year in poverty to pay them back. Now he was on top of the world and no one deserved it more than he did. I'm so happy for you. He came back to me, mischief in his eyes.
There's actually something I wanted to ask you.
Hmm?
The rent is a little too high, so I'm looking for someone to share the rent with. You interested?
I laughed because it was ridiculous. What makes you think I could afford to live here?
I only need like $500 a month, and that's mainly to cover utilities. I need the cash to buy drinks for all my ladies.
He waggled his eyebrows. You're serious? He actually wanted to live with me?
Yeah. I know you'll be at Calloway's most of the time, and the bedrooms are nowhere near each other. There's plenty of space for both of us.
There was no question that this place was a mansion. I'm just surprised you don't want a different roommate, maybe a guy who can pay more for rent.
I'd rather have someone I know, someone who understands me and won't get in my way. So, what do you say? Unless you're going to stay with Calloway.
Christian didn't realize how much his offer helped me out. I didn't want to stay with Calloway, but I didn't like the apartment complex I intended to move into. I put up a front with Calloway, but the place was tiny and dirty. The walls were paper thin, and I could hear everything from the neighbors. He would be happy I was living in a nicer neighborhood and under the protection of my brother. It killed two birds with one stone. No, I'm not staying with him.
Then what do you think?
Christian, I would love to. But maybe you should think about this. We hadn't lived together for a long time. We both needed our space and independence.
I'm sure. Are you in? You need to tell me now, because if you aren't, I need to find someone else.
I didn't hesitate. I would love to live here. It would be a struggle to get used to having a roommate, especially my brother, but we could make it work. I think we should lay down some ground rules, but other than that, we should be fine.
Have your dates at Calloway's, and I'll have my dates here. Problem solved.
He clapped his hands in triumph.
Let's get your bags.
I walked inside the house and saw Calloway in the kitchen. You're cooking?
Yep.
He turned off the stove and dished out the dinner onto two plates.
Thought we would change it up tonight.
After he set down the hot pan, he wrapped his arm around my waist and kissed me.
That way you'll have more energy later.
Energy was never the problem when we were in bed together. Well, that was nice of you. I have some good news, by the way.
Yeah?
He backed me up into the corner, what he usually did when he spoke to me. He liked to have me pressed against something at any time of day. He pressed his rock-hard cock against my stomach and stared into my eyes with greed. I know this is going to sound strange, but I'm moving in with my brother.
Really?
He pulled away slightly, giving me some room to breathe.
What brought that on?
He got this new apartment, but it's a little too expensive. He needs some help with the rent, and he doesn't want to live with someone he doesn't know, so he asked me. It was the perfect solution to our problem. It's in a nice area, so I think you'll be happy.
I'm very happy.
He didn't smile, and his hands still boxed me into the counter.
I'm sad to see you leave, but I'm glad you're going somewhere safe. Looks like everything worked out.
Yeah.
But I hope we'll still have our sleepovers.
He kissed the corner of my mouth, his tongue gently gliding over the skin. Couldn't live without them.
I parted my lips to him so I could get access to his tongue. He pressed his body into mine and tilted my chin so he could have full access to everything he wanted to take.
How about we forget dinner?
He sucked my bottom lip into his mouth and gave it a playful bite. You know I hate eating anyway.
Chapter 24 Calloway. I drank my scotch in the black booth in the corner. I'd just arrived, but my glass was nearly empty. The bar was a sub-club, a small one a few blocks from ours. Jackson and I liked this place. It was cold, dark, and no one knew who we were. A few women walked by, and their eyes immediately went to the black ring that circled my finger. The second they spotted it, they dashed off like frightened fish. The ring was a repellent, keeping all interested parties away. In a place like this, it was necessary. I didn't want to deal with the attention, and I didn't have to dish out the hardship of rejection. Jackson finally arrived, grabbed his drink from the bar, and then joined me in the booth. This place is sick. I like it. A lot more mellow than our place. Because ours was a behemoth. With two stories, it had a lot of secrets. I like it, too. He eyed my black ring. So, Vanilla is still around? Why wouldn't she be? Thought you would have gotten her out of your system by now. No. In fact, I was more obsessed. So, why did you ask me to meet you? I had other things to do besides look at my brother's face. Rome just moved out, and now my place was empty. Hopefully her smell wouldn't fade quickly. Can't a guy want to see his brother? Not you. Oh, come on. He rolled his eyes. We're friends, right? I saw through his act the moment he started. Do you want something?
No.
Now it was my turn to roll my eyes.
I really don't.
Then what's with the meeting? He stirred the ice cubes in his glass before he spoke.
It's about Rome.
What about her?
I'm glad that you found a plaything you enjoy, but you really need to think about what you're doing.
Really? A lecture? Jackson, what the hell are you saying?
If you haven't sealed the deal with her by now, then you probably never will.
This conversation still wasn't making sense to me.
Why would he want to talk about Rome, of all things?
Last time I checked, we weren't two boy-crazy chicks. I haven't asked her yet, Jackson. When I do, it'll happen.
She's way too vanilla. But she's strong and adventurous. She never backs down from a fight, and she never admits weakness. She'll have an open mind about it, and once we get into it, she'll enjoy it.
I knew she didn't like being told what to do, but I gave her commands when we fooled around, and she didn't mind those. I could push her further than that, make her enjoy lots of things. He shook his head in disagreement.
I'm serious. Cut her loose.
Why the fuck do you even care? My brother was telling me what to do like he had any right to say a goddamn thing, and he was sticking his nose where it didn't belong.
Because I want you to be happy. Ever since you met this girl, you've abandoned ruin, and worst of all, you aren't a dom anymore. She's changing you too much and not in a good way.
She's not changing me. I was exactly the same person I'd always been. I didn't come into ruin as often, but that was because I fucked Vanilla in my bed. If she were a sub, I would come around a lot more often. And I think you should shut your mouth before you really tick me off.
She is changing you, man. And pretty soon, you'll leave ruin altogether, and I couldn't handle that.
I admit, my relationship with her is different than the others. It's the only relationship that has started off traditional before it became dom-sub, but that doesn't change anything. I'll teach her the art of the trade. I've done it before, and I'm not leaving ruin.
If you stay with her, you will.
You're making a huge assumption. Ruin was my business, something I took seriously. It was a home to me, a place where I could be myself.
I know you aren't going to break her, Calloway. She's going to break you.
I narrowed my eyes on his face, offended
by the immense insult.
Excuse me?
You're pussy-whipped, and you know it. You haven't been to Ruin during working hours for over a month, ever since she moved in. And we both know it's because you aren't man enough to leave the house and tell her where you're going.
I downed the rest of my glass, getting every drop except the ice. I set it down hard enough to vibrate the table.
I'm going to break this glass and shove it in your eye if you keep talking.
If you can't handle the truth, then that's your problem, but you can't leave Ruin. I need you there.
Why? He didn't give me an answer, and judging the restraint in his eyes, he wasn't going to.
Because I do. And I know this woman is going to pull you away. She's not the one who's going to submit. You will be the one who breaks.
My eyes narrowed on his face, and I felt rage rush through me like electricity. Jackson and I had our differences, but I never truly wanted to hurt him until now. Doubting my domination and assuming Rome had some kind of control over me was one of the biggest insults I'd ever received. I wouldn't break for anyone, not even her. Get the fuck out. Jackson slid out of the booth and left his empty glass behind.
I know you're going to be ticked at me, but you'll eventually see that I'm right.
He gestured to someone in the bar and beckoned them over to our table. Or I'll slit your throat. Whoever it was, I wasn't going to give them the time of day. Isabella reached our table and slid into the booth across from me. Wearing a skin-tight dress with her brown hair and loose curls, she was the most beautiful woman in the bar. Every man in the place was eyeing her with obvious lust. But I didn't feel anything. Jackson rapped his knuckles against the table. Enjoy your evening. He walked out and left us alone together in the booth. He felt safe in a public place because I wouldn't throw a punch with so many eyes trained on me. It could ruin one of my reputations, either as the philanthropic charity man or the club owner. I'm sorry Jackson brought you into this. She needed time and space to get over me. If my brother kept filling her brain with false hope, she would never move on. It was a sick game he was playing. Whatever he told you, I can assure you it's false. She rested her arms on the table, sitting so still she practically looked like a statue.
Actually, I think he has some good points, and I'm worried about you.
There's nothing to worry about. With Rome, I was happy. Even with the vanilla sex, I was satisfied. When she lived with me, I enjoyed every moment of her presence. She tilted her head and regarded me with those large almond eyes.
Cal, I know you. I know you better than anyone.
I disagreed with that. Rome knew more about my past than anyone else, even Jackson, but I would never tell her that.
You might be happy for the time being because she's pretty and new, but that will fade away. The man I know needs control and domination. He needs to give out orders like a commander and expects them to be obeyed. He needs to serve out punishments when necessary. He needs a sub, not a girlfriend. Don't change who you are for one person. As time goes on, your unhappiness will grow and then you'll be locked into something you can never get out of. You'll be stuck.
I clenched my glass and bit the inside of my jaw. Neither one of you have your facts straight. She will be my sub. This one just needs more time than the others. Isabella shook her head slightly, her slender neck flawless.
We both know that's never going to happen. Vanilla women, like her, never come to the dark side.
You don't even know her.
Actually, I do.
My heart dropped into my stomach.
I did some research, and I can tell she's never going to submit. Women like that are far too proud to get on their knees. You can argue with me all you want, but we both know it's true. Deep inside, you know Jackson and I are right. You won't admit it to yourself because you know you aren't strong enough to walk away. And that's the cold-hearted truth.
I squeezed my glass again, wishing it were full. Even if I agreed with you, I would never be your dom again. Once a relationship is over, it's over. She stared at me like she didn't believe a word I said.
You want to know how I know that's bullshit?
I didn't blink.
Because I'm the best sub you've ever had, as you've told me dozens of times. I obey every command, and I like it. The longer this continues with Vanilla, the more you're going to miss me. And I just want you to know that I'm here for you, whenever you need.
She stretched her arms across the table but didn't touch my resting hand.
Because I'm still your sub. It's still my job to obey you, to understand you. One day you're going to snap because you aren't getting what you need, but I'll be there, waiting.
I pulled both of my hands under the table so she couldn't touch me. If Rome's ex touched her, I would be livid with jealousy. But I felt the hair on my arm stand on end. I felt my stomach drop. My pulse quickened in my neck, and I could feel the vibration under my skin. Being a dom was the greatest feeling in the world. There was no high like it. The longer I was with Rome, the more my true colors came out. And sometimes, the self-doubt got to me, deep in my soul, and I worried I wouldn't be able to break her. That she wouldn't give me the chance to be the dom I was bred to be. She would expect romance, love, and a happily ever after. But what terrified me even more was what would happen if that moment came. If she refused to submit to me and give me what I needed, would I have the strength to walk away? Because I was obsessed with this woman, had been since the moment I laid eyes on her. I did things with her I never did with anyone else. I took her virginity. I had vanilla sex with her nearly every single night, and I was completely devoted to her. What if Jackson and Isabella were right? What if I had changed? What if I let someone change me? Look for the next installment in the Obsidian series, Black Diamond. This has been Black Obsidian, written by Victoria Quinn, narrated by Michael Ferraiolo and Leah Langola. Copyright 2017 by Victoria Quinn. Production copyright 2017 by Victoria Quinn.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.